USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pfizer said Monday its COVID-19 vaccine works for children ages 5 to 11 and that it will seek U.S. authorization for this age group soon. The vaccine is made by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech. Since day one of the pandemic in the United States, less than 450 children ages 0 to 17 have died from coronavirus. A civil lawsuit filed Monday against a Texas doctor who revealed that he helped perform an abortion on a woman more than 6 weeks pregnant. That's in violation of the new heartbeat law, an attempt to save voiceless children's lives from death. Alan Braid said he carried out the abortion on September 6th on a woman who was still in her first trimester but was beyond the six-week limit. He claims it was because of his duty to care to the patient. Braid's case could test the constitutionality of the new Texas law, which took effect September 1st. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party has won a minority government after a close election battle Monday. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Let's dig a little deeper on the COVID vaccines for children. Gandaraki reports.
Drug maker Pfizer says the initial data from its COVID vaccine trial on children aged 5 to 11 showed promising results. The company said in a Monday press release that the results of the early trial showed that the vaccine was safe and effective for children. Pfizer says they will ask the FDA for emergency use approval once that trial is complete. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Mark McClellan tells CNBC that it's likely that the agency will be able to move quickly with their decision.
It is going to be a thorough process at the FDA. They look at all the actual data, replicate the studies that are reported, but those findings are very promising, especially around the ability of a very small dose to lead to a very strong immune reaction. And that's another reason why we give a lot of vaccines to younger kids, very resilient immune system. So it's good that that's panning out, and action by the FDA in a month seems very feasible.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Brandon Judd, a Border Patrol agent and president of the National Border Patrol Council, told Newsmax that the Department of Homeland Security was aware that a large caravan of illegal immigrants was on the way to the southern border back in June, but they did nothing to prepare for the surge.
Well, there's obviously theories out there. I don't have the evidence of this, but I would speculate that because DHS has been packed with very open border liberals that are political appointees, we can expect that they're going to have open border policies. And that's what we're seeing today. And that's the problem that we're dealing with. This is not an enforcement group that is at DHS right now. And if you don't have an enforcement group, you're going to have scenes like what we're seeing today. DHS knew this was coming. They were warned back on June 17th that this was going to become an issue. They were warned that they needed to build a temporary outdoor processing site similar to what we have in McAllen, Texas. And had they have done that, we wouldn't be dealing with this situation right now. And when you look at it, it's not just the Border Patrol that's dealing with this. Texas DPS outnumbers Border Patrol agents 3-1 right now, and thank goodness for them, because if they weren't there, we would have complete and total chaos.
More than 12,000 immigrants, most of them Haitians, are living in makeshift camps under the Del Rio International Bridge following days of openly crossing the river between the United States and Mexico illegally. Department of Homeland Security announced September 18th that it was sending 400 officers to the location to help maintain control. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.